tightening race gets presidential treatment. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden is in Pennsylvania to talk infrastructure in Pittsburgh and then attend a Philadelphia fundraiser with Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's running for Senate against Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. Inflation, a big issue there like everywhere else.
The average price of gasoline here in the Commonwealth, which is $3.94. That's higher than the national average, 43 cents higher than last year.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Philly. Britain's Conservative Party pledging to act quickly to pick a new prime minister after Liz Truss's sudden resignation, which President Biden says won't change the U.S. partnership and friendship with the U.K.
President Biden says it was Prime Minister Truss's decision to resign, but told reporters near Marine One,
"She was a good partner on Russia and on Ukraine, and the British are going to solve their problem, but she was a good partner."
Truss announced her resignation just 6 weeks after taking office amid growing financial turmoil. She says the Conservative Party will hold a leadership election to name her successor in the next week. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Britain just announcing sanctions over Iran supplying drones to Russia for attacks in Ukraine. The UK Foreign Secretary calling the war illegal and Iran's support for it deplorable. The sanctions target three Iranian military officers and one company. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland vowing a relentless pursuit of accountability for war crimes in Ukraine while announcing that German officials have arrested a suspect accused of providing Russian companies with sensitive technology purchased from U.S. military manufacturers.
Some of the same electronic components obtained through this criminal scheme have been found in Russian weapons platforms on the battlefield in Ukraine.
Garland meeting with the German justice minister. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A convicted murderer is put to death in Oklahoma.
At the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister,
the sentence of Benjamin Cole has been carried out. The time of death was 10:22 a.m.
Department of Corrections spokesman Justin Wolf. Cole's execution, after a last-minute appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, was denied. A state court ruled him competent, and the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board also denied Cole clemency for forcibly bending his 9-month-old daughter backwards in 2002, breaking her spine and tearing her aorta, killing her. He's now the sixth person to be put to death in Oklahoma after the state resumed capital punishment last year.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Cole's attorneys argued he was mentally ill and had a lesion on his brain that worsened in recent years. Home sales falling in the U.S. for 8 straight months, sinking in part as mortgage rates rise. Sales of previously occupied homes down 1.5% last month and nearly 24% compared to last September. No quick fix for a teacher strike in Massachusetts.
Students aren't in class today at schools in Haverhill, Massachusetts, because their teachers are on the picket lines. Today marks the fourth day of the strike, in which the Haverhill Education Association and the school district haven't been able to come to an agreement despite a bargaining session. A judge has warned both sides they face tens of thousands of dollars in fines for each day the strike drags on, as well as a cease and desist order requiring union leadership to stop any action condoning or inducing the work stoppage. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Teachers have tentatively agreed to the district's salary proposal, but one sticking point is a possible flexible system to recognize students who are struggling emotionally. Stocks turning mixed after some mixed earnings reports. The Dow's up 53 points, not as much as earlier. The S&P turning negative, the NASDAQ fluctuating. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.